It's continuing coverage of Appleton-Parkersburg boys basketball with head coach Aaron Thomas. Falcons fall 68-58 on the road against Grundy Center here in this 2025 opener. And coach, made it interesting there down the stretch, cut it to seven. Unfortunately, as you and me were talking, that slow start kind of did you guys into this one.
Yeah, you know, first half, we went 9 minutes, you know, I think it was like 3 minutes into the first quarter, even into the second quarter where we didn't score. And we had 25 turnovers, way too many turnovers. And the one thing, it's one thing if you throw the ball in the bleachers because then you can set your defense. But we were throwing it and Judd just picked them off and for layups, you know, and you can't have turnovers for run-out layups against a good team like Grundy where it's hard to score. You got to make it as equally hard for them to score offensively. But I was proud of our fight. You know, they played hard, and I thought we executed well. We did some good things early. We just couldn't quite ever get over the hump, and credit to Grundy for making plays when they needed to. And for us, you know, we need to learn from it. Obviously, you know, the best team we've played, and now we get a week of practice and then a very scrappy East Marshall team. So we got to make sure we're ready to go. But I was proud of the way the guys competed.
Yeah, certainly kind of a stronger finish down the stretch. You gave yourselves a chance anyway. Kind of hurts your case, too, when, you know, Mason Ritter gets held like two or three points.
Two,
and, you know, Tyler Wedeking not able to get on the board till late either. So, I mean, there's two key guys right there who weren't able to make as big a contributions here tonight.
It's a tough matchup with Tyler. I mean, they're just so long and so big and, you know, physical. And that, and you know, that made it tough. And Mason, you know, I thought a couple times early we missed him. And credit, like again, their size, physicality makes a difference. And it's good for us. We'll take this back. We'll learn from it, and then we just got to get ourselves better as we progress forward.
When it comes to your team's finish, though, obviously a good finish down the stretch, giving yourselves a chance. I kind of was thinking back to the GR game last year where you cut back into it. And what do you like about your team's execution down the stretch here in these kinds of games that maybe can give yourselves a chance, you know, if you find yourselves in this situation in the future?
Well, it's good just to be in this situation, you know. Obviously, you wish, but I thought we executed when we were going offense for defense about the last 3 minutes. We did do some very good things there for the guys and just understanding, you know, who we wanted to foul. I thought we did pretty good on that, and we had, you know, Mason on the slip screen for a layup, which would have cut it to six, two-possession game, and it just we just didn't connect on that one. But I thought our guys did some things pretty well on the fly because, you know, we had to just kind of talk through it. Either through the free throws, we were able to sub, and I thought our guys who played the defense and played the offense did a good job as we were in a little bit of foul trouble, so we couldn't just ride guys. We had to get them in and out.
When it comes to kind of big picture, Christmas break, what did you like about what your team was kind of able to accomplish in that couple-week stretch without games?
Yeah, you know, I thought our guys worked hard over break, and you know, it was kind of stretched out with just how break fell, where we had Friday, Saturday, and then off Sunday, and then we had Monday, Tuesday, game Wednesday off Thursday, and then, you know, play on Friday. And, you know, I thought their focus was very good. We didn't get stale, I thought, and we worked, you know, on how we wanted to guard Grundy, and I think for the most part when we didn't turn it over for run-out layups, we did a very good job of that. So just try to just sound things up offensively. I knew with Grundy defense so physical and so well that we were going to have to be crisp. We still got work to do there, but all in all, it was a good break for us. I think we got better.
And then kind of an odd scheduling thing here with a whole week off. You start the new year and then in a whole another week before your next game with East Marshall. But, again, those guys played Grundy Center to a seven-point game right before break as well.
Yeah, and we're up 13. They're scrappy. They play extremely hard. So that one, you know, and they're going to watch this and see we turned it over a fair amount. So they're really going to get after us. So we're going to have to just spend time getting better with that. I think, you know, it's not all bad. We can take what we saw tonight of where we need to work and really break that down here this week, and then, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, we can start working East Marshall, but Monday, Tuesday, we can really take time and just fix what we saw tonight.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share here tonight?
Yeah, great. Probably the most people I've seen in a regular season high school gym in a long time. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to you or watching the stream, but just appreciate all our people who came and a great atmosphere for high school basketball.
All right. AP Coach Aaron Thomas, appreciate the time here tonight.
Hey, thanks, J-Mo.